Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A dome stadium in Brook Park. They're working to buy 176 acres in Brook Park. I drove by it the other day. It's an immense plot of land.
Yep.
And you heard D. Haslam, or if you read the comments, D. Haslam saying, hey, and guess what? 15 to 20,000 parking spots on site. Which, by the way, okay, let's say the Haslams are really nice people and charge only $5 per car. There's another revenue source.
It's the way they need to operate with this.
It's another revenue source.
Own the parking lot. Own the parking lot.
So they would have that. They own the land. They wouldn't pay for the entire construction of a new dome stadium. You could be sure of that. It would be taxpayers, municipalities, maybe some other private investors. You know, there would be some kind of combination, I would think, of public and private. And the cost, the number being thrown around is double $1 billion, yeah, which is what the renovation of a stadium would be. So let's just say, let's be realistic, $3 billion.
Yeah. And then that
way, let's be realistic.
Because again, nobody has ever come back after getting a cheaper price and been like, oh my gosh, I'm infuriated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they've thrown that out. We're either going to do that or $1 billion renovation of the stadium on the lakefront. That makes me think several things, Dan. First and foremost, it's this. Why in the world would anybody put $1 billion into the stadium on the lakefront? Why would you do that?
The only way you would do it is if it were Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Dodger Stadium.
Lambeau.
I guess you could have said Soldier Field.
Not anymore.
They goofed that one up.
Not anymore.
But if it were something with that level of prestige to it and that history to it where it's become a part of a fan base and a community, that's where you dump $1 billion in and do it and fix it. That's where it makes sense. You know,
that's where it's understandable. I don't even know if that makes sense.
Good point. Understandable is the right word. You're right. Brown Stadium isn't that. We all have a lot of memories inside of Brown Stadiums. They hold close to our hearts. Some of them good, more of them less good. So if that's the idea, then there's no point in renovating that thing. Just build anew. If you're halfway there, build new.
Does anybody have the feeling about the new Cleveland Browns Stadium? And I say new, the one that's there now, as opposed to the old Municipal Stadium. I had great memories at Municipal Stadium, but it was just a place to go watch a game. I mean, that and I loved that place. I did. I thought it was a great place to watch a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a terrible place to watch a football game. But I had great football memories there. You know, the place wasn't built for a football stadium. This one is. The new one is built to be a football stadium and nothing more. And as the Haslam said, a dome stadium, they said, you can use it for more than 12 things a year, and it perhaps, like, just puts a whole new spin on our entire region. I couldn't agree more.
I know we're getting SummerSlam this year. That's awesome. That'll bring a ton of people into the city. That'll fill up that stadium and go absolutely nuts. But it would also be nice if you could get WrestleMania in there. It would be awesome if we could get the massive concert tours that come around so that we don't have to go down to the Shoe in Columbus or we don't have to go to Indianapolis to go see them. We can get the massive stadium concert tours where, yes, they are less than what they used to be, but they're still there and they're still great revenue sources. And then all of a sudden people from Pittsburgh and Detroit and all of those places start coming to Cleveland for it instead of us having to go to them. Like, this building does so much more than that. And by the way, for those of us, and I'm one of these who are in this camp, you could put natural grass in it. Put natural grass in it as well. Make it so that you can actually have the safest playing surface possible that the players aren't complaining about, that you don't run into the injuries with.
Are you putting it on the tray and sliding it out?
You could either put it on the tray and slide it out, or again, and I will scream this from the mountaintops, I have high schoolers growing pot in closets. You mean to tell me we can't grow a grass in a dome?
You're not helping with that, are you?
We need revenue sources, Jeff. I'm here for alternative revenue streams. But again, we could do these things, and we can't grow grass in a dome? Grow grass in a dome. Natural grass. We could do this.
No.
We have the technology.
No, you can't.
If you need proof as well, go see the new Real Madrid stadium that they built that thing with natural grass. That doesn't have the tray. You can do this.
Does it snow in Madrid?
It's a dome stadium, Jeff.
Does it snow in Madrid?
I've never been to Madrid.
The whole reason we have turf is because they tried to grow grass in the Houston Astrodome and it didn't work.
That was in the 70s. We've come a long way since then.
60s, actually.
Exactly. We got a man on the moon. Multiple men.
Yeah, that's great. Folks, what do you think? I understand the need for... let me rephrase that. Do you just want to go watch a football game? Then our stadium is fine. And it's so fine to me that you don't need to put $1 billion into it. But I don't own a football team looking for other revenue sources. And it's not the Haslams. Every owner in the league wants to drive more revenue out of their stadium. Everyone. And the Haslams probably think they're tapped out with what they can do in that stadium. And they may be right. That said, you just want to go watch a football game? It's a great place to watch a football game. It is. You go in, you sit down, you watch the game. The Haslams talked about getting in and out of the stadium. Is a $1 billion renovation going to change that? Of course it's not.
And how much of that renovation goes to the foundation, which we have heard numerous times is hairy?
It's still parked on a lake with no great road access.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. There's no parking there. It's parking all around the city. You walk down. That's been okay since 1946. Why isn't that okay now? Well, because the owners have 176 acres and they can build a dome stadium. The city needs to remember that now. The answer to everything is, well, the owners have 176 acres and they want something better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer to everything that's going on right now. Donald is in Richmond Heights. Donald, thanks for calling early.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was wondering, growing up, when the Browns came back in 99, they said it was a plan to put the stadium in the flats right next to, then the Q, now Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and Progressive Field. What happened to those plans for the city to put them down in the flats?
Donald, fine question.
It's a good question, and I'm going to give an answer that you're probably not going to love, because the owners don't own 176 acres in the flats.
I mean, but there's other sites that then, offer, like Orange Avenue. I mean, the city.
They
can
said
find
that,
a
they
place
said that post office, hey, Donald, that's the one you're talking about. They said that's not big enough.
I've said forever what that they should bulldoze Steel Yard and put it right there. But
yeah, what about Steel Yard?
That's where I would put it. But again, the owners don't own 176 acres at Steel Yard Commons.
And access there could be an issue too.
Right.
Well, then I guess we need to build an orange line to get to the stadium in Albenbrook Park.
Donald, sold. It's going to get interesting.
I hope so. I'm all for the building up of public transportation and getting less and less cars, and we all take the train. Less and less bad things can happen if we take the train in.
There's already public transportation going to the airport.
Yeah.
How much more challenging would it be to make sure you can, you know, get off and walk right over to the stadium if there's a new dome stadium there?
Can't be too bad.
I would think obviously you'd have to do some renovating of the, you know, the highways to make sure a dome stadium there works, because if you get off on Snow Road, that's not a real big access road.
No.
So they'd have to put more things in, but you've got 71, you've got 237. To the north, you have 480.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy to get there. They'd have to expand it, and definitely that 71-480 merge, which has gotten better.
Yeah, would have to be.
They'd have to expand that a couple more lanes.
Anybody remember this, though? When they built Gateway, part of the big plan for Gateway was, and we're going to renovate the highway system all around this to make it work. That took 20 more years. It did. Rob's in North Olmsted. Hello, Rob.
All right, Rob.
Hey, I think the Haslam's got to do whatever they got to do to get a dome. Having an open-air lakefront stadium, that's outdated. It's not practical. Going to a game Thursday night, end of December, there's no fun in that. So I'm all for the dome, wherever they want to put it.
Rob, thank you very much. I don't know that Rob's in a majority there. I've watched football in a dome. It is a different experience. I don't think it's a bad experience. It's a different experience. On a beautiful fall day, gosh, is it nice being outside.
Right.
And ask the folks who went to the Kansas City playoff game against Miami, who have lost parts of their fingers and toes because they played outside and they had frostbite, and they're now amputating body parts from fans who went to those games. I know that's the extreme. Right? I know that. But it happened.
And it's not this unbelievable home advantage that you think it is, because we are no longer in the days where you are bringing players in who are around the area.
There's no regional draft.
Your quarterback is from Georgia. Your wide receiver is from Florida. Your running back is from Georgia. Like this, you're not grabbing people. It's not like you mystically put brown and orange on and can handle cold.
And I'll be honest. I'm from Northeast Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't like the cold, do you?
Oh, I think
that's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, a chunk of our listener base.
Ohio, since you were 10.
A chunk of our listener base takes off and heads to Florida for a chunk of the winter.
I think that by buying that land, 170 some acres, out in Brook Park, with two old Ford plants on it, that, by the way, are being torn down. At least it looks that way to me. There's other stuff going in there, but I drove past the other day going to the IX Center. They're leveling stuff. It's wide open. I mean, plop, there's your dome stadium. Leverage? Haslam's have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.